Welcome to Stardust Stereo. I'm Parker McFinney. I'm your host. Today's 28th of April, year 2024. Today, or actually tonight, at 9:30 and 37 seconds p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, Mars in the sky will conjunct Neptune in the sky at 28 degrees Pisces and 52 minutes arc. I'll give you a second just to digest all that data. Sorry to beat you over the head with so much astrological detail, but it is important. Mars in Pisces is not so great there. Doesn't mean that it can't do fabulous things tied to creativity, seeking divine, dance, music, compassion, social workers who help those who are ready to off themselves, things like that. But Mars doesn't necessarily feel at home in the zodiac sign of Pisces, because Mars is aggressive and go and fast, and it should have been done yesterday. And Pisces is much more laid back. So that's why we say that Mars in Pisces is debilitated. It's compromised. But we use it for all those fabulous things that Pisces energy is associated with. We use that Mars energy to achieve in those areas. Mars is much more comfortable in its home sign of Aries, which it will be in on the 30th, and I'll probably do a write-up about that. You'll have to become a patron to get that information, and you can become a patron at patreon.com/ParkerMcP, and you'll get the written material that I send out to my patrons every month, which is quite a bit of information. Back to Mars in Pisces. Mars in Pisces will conjunct Neptune in Pisces tonight, and Neptune loves being in Pisces. Where Mars is not strong in Pisces, Neptune makes up for it, because Neptune is Pisces' ruling planet, so it's at home. So in the sky, these two planets, Mars, action, Neptune, imagination, dreaming, praying, creativity, are conjunct. And it gives a double dose of everything that these two planets in the zodiac sign represents. This is excellent for the spiritual seeker. This is a fantastic conjunction that you can take advantage of for several days. Actually, even more than several days, even though Mars is going to be moving forward into Aries in just a couple of days. The reason I say it will be a lasting effect for more than just the moment when the transit becomes exact is because this particular conjunction of Mars to Neptune is also triggering the upcoming lunar eclipse that will happen in September 2024. In actuality, Mars triggered this particular upcoming partial lunar eclipse a few days ago. And an interesting thing happened. As I've talked about in previous podcasts ad nauseum, when Mars or some of the slower moving planets, Mars is a fast moving planet, but whenever Jupiter or Saturn, or Pluto, or Neptune trigger an eclipse degree, it activates it and creates the energy that you then have the opportunity to do the work motivated by an internal calling to manifest what is the potential in your chart. The planets don't make things happen. They set the tone. They give the energy. They illuminate like an umbrella the light, or like a solar eclipse with sunglasses on, they hold back the light they're eclipsed, so the light is not fully visible at that particular moment, but eventually it does come to light. You just have to do a little bit of digging and work. People make things happen. The stars, the sun and the moon, make the potential in your face. But it's still up to you to do the work. Now, an interesting thing happened when transiting Mars was at 25 degrees Pisces. Interesting to me, anyway. Mars was at the degree of triggering that lunar eclipse when the Oceanside Pier caught on fire on Thursday. Pisces energy deals with water. Mars deals with fire. I find it very interesting that our pier, I happen to live in the vicinity, caught on fire right as that upcoming lunar eclipse was triggered by Mars. But I've also thought about something else. Our waters, meaning all of them, have been under unusual crisis as of late. Mars conjunct Neptune deals with protecting the waters. The bridge that just collapsed when a very large ship ran into it. I was meditating about this and I thought, is something behind the scenes going on? No, we're not under some kind of magic, ugly spell. Is there some kind of sabotage going on that we're not yet privy to? Does America need to be, and actually all countries right now, because Mars conjunct Neptune is all over the world happening, do we need to be more aware of protecting our waters? Have we gotten lazy-daxial in the infrastructure? A big yes on that one. The investigation to the Oceanside Pier fire is underway. I have no doubt they will get to the bottom of it. It could just be human error again, sort of like that valve that was forgotten to be turned off that dumped thousands upon thousands of liquid fertilizer into two rivers that I talked about on a previous podcast, the Missouri River, and then there was another river and that was tied to in Iowa. So, I mean, that's three things that are pretty big, especially the barge bumping in and having a bridge collapse. So I call attention to Mars as action, Neptune waters. We need to have more scrutiny upon our waters right now. This Mars conjunct Neptune could also indicate that the Navy is called to task in some endeavor that's big, very big. Now, I'd like to shift the conversation a little bit. I'll get back to other countries and the highlights that I see for particular countries with this conjunction. But right now, I'd like to talk more on a personal level how you can actualize this Mars conjunct Neptune, what you can do to help activate your upcoming position in your chart of the lunar eclipse that happens in September of 2024. Mars in Neptune is all about dreaming. Neptune is absolutely about spiritual life, creative life, the imagination. It deals with compassion. It's music that comes to the musician as they wake up out of a dream and they scribble down the lyrics and they hear the rhythm and everything composes in their brain in 30 seconds or less. And they have a massive hit on their hands that is a universal message. It is also the choreographer that works hard and has worked super hard. And suddenly, as they're in a rehearsal for something, the magic energy flows in of inspiration and they solve the problem that has been bugging them to death in a split second. It is also the compassion of the masses that are sick to death of war and hunger and seeing tragedy, and they unite. And their compassion and love creates a wall of resistance to the continual warmongering of so many countries, my country included. My country is the number one warmongering country. Mars in Neptune is connecting with divine, doing your meditation practice for 20 plus years, and then suddenly, whoop, divine graces you with a waterfall of peace, which I have had happen, and I have to tell you, it's better than anything in the world. Because it's not of the world. Mars in Neptune is romantic and sensitive. And it is like that big furry blanket that you love, that you've had since before time, and it has holes in it, but it has a scent to it that gives you such comfort, and it still has enough of the wool in it to keep you warm. Mars conjunct Neptune in Pisces is the energy that allows you to go into the zone. As you're daydreaming, as you're actually dreaming, as you're doing any physical activity with such concentration that the ego dissolves and you merge into that great zone of oneness. Mars conjunct Neptune in Pisces is also extremely psychic. Every single person that is born has a third eye, the inner eye, the all-knowing eye. When we are young, we just blurt out things that we know without knowing how we know. And unless you're conditioned to not listen to it, it will develop as you grow. Granted, some people have a sensitivity about them that they know things psychically, because they're just tuned in on that level. They work that muscle, just like a muscle that you lift a weight with. And it can help you in your everyday life knowing, oh, I better not go right. I don't know why, but I'll go left. And then you find out there was some backup for 5 hours. Had you gone right, you would have been sitting in traffic indefinitely, obviously getting very annoyed. And you avoided all that by listening to your higher self. Mars conjunct Neptune in Pisces is "We Are the World" song being sung to feed those who are starving. And there's another concert, a concert for Gaza, that's in the works with many musicians that actually care about stopping this genocide. That will be picking up steam, so to say. Also, there's another side of Mars in Neptune that you need to look out for. It is the side of escapism, masked in delusion. It is when we are so sick of reality that we will do anything to escape it, and to our detriment even, using drugs, alcohol, denial, not paying attention to things that need to be paid attention to. Sometimes Mars conjunct Neptune can mean you are too trusting. You had let down the gates of awareness, because there's scammers out there. There's people who, they've come to Earth specifically to scam. My guru used to say, you know, when we were in the ashram sitting thousands of people, he would say, there's pickpockets here. The pickpocketers are praying to me too. So if you don't want your pocket picked, you need to be aware. Mars conjunct Neptune can lose itself in addiction. What is relief for a day or a week then becomes something your physical body depends on, and you are then a prisoner of that addiction that you were attempting to rescue, just not facing reality, and you became even more entrapped. So Mars conjunct Neptune is also an excellent time for you to be super honest with yourself about what you do to escape reality when it's not healthy for you. I'm talking about the addiction part. Reality sometimes isn't a cheery thing to face, but we do have to face it while we're in the body and we're here. Mars conjunct Neptune can unleash a lot of unstable people. And we are already seeing that with so many attacks on women in big cities, people that have gone bonkers. You know, we need to pray for these people because they're not of the right mind. This is a surrender, Dorothy, kind of moment. Now, surrender, I'd like to speak about in the context of a spiritual sadhana. When you surrender to divine, you turn over to divine. You're still making effort, but you're turning over the results to divine, whoever you call divine, Christ, Buddha, your guru, the unseen, the unknowable, the unnameable, doesn't matter. The collective consciousness is also tied to the Mars conjunct Neptune. So if everybody in the collective consciousness was praying for more peaceful, more loving, more compassionate energy in our world, we would start to see it manifest. And we are seeing it manifest. But the key to that is it has to come first from you. In the next couple of days, there will likely be a passing of either a definitely high-profile spiritual leader or somebody in the music world that's super, super famous, that suddenly crosses over. And the reason that I say that is because that Mars is triggering the lunar eclipse in September. And that lunar eclipse will always indicate in Pisces the passing of people associated with the Piscean energy. Musicians, actors, dancers, the creative type, very high-profile spiritual leaders. One last little thing I'm going to leave you with, and I've decided not to rattle off about all the countries that are being activated by this because that will just depress us and we don't need that. Hold on to your teacher's feet. Hold on to the spiritual teacher that you have, that you trust during these times. Hold on to their feet. And you will be guided. You will know exactly when to make your move and when to sit still. And I also encourage you in doing a lot of meditation during the next couple of days. Mars with Neptune is said to be like a sword cutting through water, but I also believe it can be like King Arthur's tale of the sword rising up through the water. So hold on to your guru's feet. Spend your time in creative expression. Look within and deepen your compassion. And whatever you do, don't fuel the fear, fuel illumination. I'd like to thank you for listening. I'm Parker McFinney. This is Stardust Stereo. I would like to thank my patrons. You know who you are. And like I said earlier, if you'd like to become a patron, you can do so at patreon.com/ParkerMcP. If you'd like a personal reading, you can check out my website, kitchensari.com. That's the word kitchen and the word sorry, like the dress, S-A-R-I, all one word, .com. And I want to remind you, you are made of stardust, so go shine.